We're telling everyone on page 148, in the middle of the movie, on to page 149, Simon Kufayin Gimel, Steve Gimel. We're in the Simon of Mayim Emsayim. We're in the Emsa of Mayim Emsayim. Okay, he says over here, the Mechaber. One more thing for us from last time, just in terms of waiting. We talked about over here, washing your hands between a tashel shel gvina shel tashel shel basar. We did not mention last time, some people came out after shir about the din of waiting in general after milk. And then going to meat. Okay, we're not going to get into hard cheeses and stuff like that. We discussed that at a different time. Just in terms of milk, why some people wait a half hour, an hour after eating milk, after eating or drinking milk, and then want to eat basar, that is based on a Zohar. That is based on a Zohar. It is not Mikra Divin, it's a Chumra Ba'alma. We do not pass like that. In Farish and Hilchos Shavuos, we see that really, one could be, they could be eating one right after another. If you have milk, then you can immediately eat meat right afterwards. As long as you do Shtifa of Hadacha, some say you have to have Birkas HaMazon also. It's not Pasha that we hold like that. But into Chumra Ba'alma, the Pascha that go like the Zohar, a Pikavala, there's an Indian to wait. The Pasha of the Zohar is an hour. Okay, some say a half hour is good enough to wait all the time between milk and meat. But the Ikra Din we saw yesterday is if you touch the meat fish with your hands, you have to wash your hands. The cheese with your hands, or the fish with your hands, we saw in Sivais, then you have to wash your hands before having meat. Says the Mechaber over here in Siv Gimel, call it Varma Noagim Achronim Noagim Mem, so I'm all the things that are Noag. By Mayim Achronim, the same dinim apply by Emzoim, which is interesting because we're only going to get to Mayim Achronim later on. Okay, Bein Lahakil, Bein Lahachmer, Bein Lahkula, Bein Lahchumra, Chutz, except for two exceptions. Mehesach Adash Apostle Be'em Saim, Mimdeash Adayin Rotza Lachol, Ve'yadim Tzrichim Shimur, Ve'chutz Minigo Yadayin Shem Saim Tzrichim Nigo V'karishonim, except for Hesach Adash, that if you're Maisiach Das after Mayim Emsayim, then you're gonna have to wash your hands again. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains over here, this is not a din in that you cleanse your hand from the cheese or from the fish. Who cares about Hesach Das? You wash your hands already. We're not talking about that. We're talking about general in Suda. If you're a Mesiach Das in the middle of the Suda, and therefore you might have touched something dirty, especially if you went to the bathroom, we learned this earlier on, you have to wash your hands anyways because if you want to eat more bread, your hands are dirty now. That's the Hesach Das it's talking about over here. It's not being Mesiach Das between washing your hands from the fish juice that's on your hands. Obviously, then even if you have Mesiach Das, we're not afraid that maybe touch fish again. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. And the second din over here is that you have to dry your hands. Mayim Emsayim requires drying your hands. Mayim Achronim, it's unclear. That those were Macher also by Mayim Achronim. However, Mikra Din, according to the Mechaber, you don't have to dry your hands by Mayim Achronim, Mayim Emsayim. You do have to dry your hands. Because one of the reasons why we dry our hands is that we don't get the food disgusting. The food's going to get disgusting. You touch it with wet hands. Touch bread with wet hands and things like this. It's going to become disgusting. Therefore, Mayim Emsayim requires drying your hands also. The Ramah adds a third thing. Some say that Mayim Emsayim, you need dafka water to wash your hands. Masha ain't came by Achronik, Lagam, and some in Kufay Aleph. And some in Kufay Aleph, see, Mayim Achronim, you can usually use other types of drinks for Mayim Achronim. Over here, you need dafka water for Mayim Emsayim. Some in Kuf, Ayin, Dalad. Here we get to that. Now we get to really the Ikari Dinim. Starting to get to an important Dinim in terms of Hilchos Brachos and Hilchos Suda. Over here, Simen Kuf, Ayin, Dal. Dina Birke, Sayayin, Besuda. Yayin, Shebetok, Asuda, Mevarach, Allah, Bari, Bari, Gafin. The Chor, we're getting to Bari, Bari, Gafin. Now, we talked a lot about Amotzi, Pasav, Kistin, and all those things over there. Simen Kuf, Samaches. Over there, we learn. Now we get to Birchos, Agafin. Birchos, Agafin. Yayin, Shebetok, Asuda, Mevarach, Allah, Bari, Bari, Gafin, Ve'ena, Pas, Potro. Even though we know bread patterns all the food that you're going to eat during a Suda. It's going to eat a pattern of the vegetables and the rice and the meat and the chicken. All that is covered by the Birkas HaMotzi. The wine is not. Why not? The Gemara asks us in Brachos. Why isn't the Pas Poter also wine? So the Gemara over there answers, Daf Mem Aleph in Maseches Brachos tells us that because Yo Yain is Gorim Brachol Atzma. Okay? In other words, it is chashuv. Yain is very chashuv, and therefore it's not covered by the bread. What's the chashivas of wine? Let's see inside over here, Mishnah Berurah, Sikkaten Alf. Mishnah Berurah says, Sikkaten Alf, Hainu. Even if your kavanah is drinking in order to digest the food in your body, and therefore it's really something that is connected to the suda, and therefore it's something that is connected to the suda, tocha suda shenifta'im b'berkas hapasa, normally would be covered by the bracha of the pas, kamoshis kabara, the command, like we'll see later on. In simen kuf ayin zayin, mikol makom, nevertheless, hova yayin hu chashuv. Since wine is chashuv, eino nechshav tufel apasli poter b'berachos. It is so chashuv, it does not become tufel to the bread, and therefore dafka by wine, by a cup of Coke, or things like that. You don't make a bracha and it's covered by the bread. We'll see later on, it's not so pashut, but lamaisa we pass it, it does, but by wine, it is not. Even if you have specific kavanah, when I make the bracha and the motzi, I want to cover also everything in the drink and the suda, including the wine, it's still not going to help you. Yain goring bracha la'atzma. If you look in Os Gimel Nishar Tzion, why is it? What's the chashivas of wine? So that's a big machlokas in the Rishonim, perhaps in Nafkaminas. The Nishar Tzion brings out a couple of them. Say, Siv Kadin Gimel Shar Tzion, Mineshi Goyim Bracha La'atzma, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. Vahainu, Shitas Rashi is, Shebekame Mekomos Mevarchal and Mahapu Bishain Tzarech Lishtia, Kigon Bekiddush La'avdala. Since wine is used at times, even when you're not thirsty, Litzarech Mitzvah, like by Kiddush and Avdallah, Birkas Nisuin, Birkas Brismila, we always do it at a cup of wine. We see wine is a chashiv drink, it's chashiv bifnei atzmo, it's not going to be puttered by the bread. That's the Shita of Rashi. And the fact that we see that that wine gets its own bracha, that's its chashivas, and therefore that's why it's going to get not going to be pattered by the bracha of amotzi lecha mina aretz. In Denelin, in all these dinim over here in the sin, basically Simon Kuvayindal is telling us the chashivas of wine and how wine works differently than other types of beverages. Okay, the question is this dafka by wine or also by grape juice? Does grape juice get the chashivas of wine? That is, according to everyone, okay, according to everyone, or chora everyone, that if you make grape juice, the bracha is borei pri agafen. The bracha is borei pri agafen. However, the bracha is borei pri agafen, does it still have the same chashivas as wine or not? So it could be talui in these reasons over here. According to Tosas, the whole chashivas of wine, because it gets brei pri agafen. So if grape juice gets brei pri agafen, it is also going to be chashiv. The question is, does grape juice get its chashivas? Can you use it for other mitzvahs also? So over here, this is a big machlokas in the Achronim Lemaisa. Rav Yoshev held that grape juice does not get the chashivas of wine. Wine is chashiv. Grape juice, although being brei pri agafen, is not chashiv like wine, and therefore a lot of the din that we'll see in this siman does not apply to grape juice according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach. However, Rov Achronim, including Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Rav Moshe, all held that grape juice is considered a chashivas of wine. So much so, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach also even held that you can even be yotzei simchos yontifut. There's an Indian of having a revius of wine every day of Yontif, including Cholomoid. According to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, you don't say with grape juice, even though it's not Meshaker. Okay, Rav Nevensal over there in Hilchos Yontif is Metama on Rosh Hashanah Zalman. He doesn't understand it so much, but that is the opinion of Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that basic grape juice is equal to wine in terms of all dinim over here. Okay, gets into also yain or grape juice lel pesach, or shomazam and grape juice is lechatchila lel pesach also, all the dinim still apply by it also. Okay, fine. Safe base. Yain, poter, kol minei mashkin, one of the most important things that it gives the chashivas of wine over other things, that it patters other drinks. That is, even if we say bread patters drinks. But let's say you're not in a bread suda. You're not having bread at the suda. You're having a kos of wine with a steak and potatoes. And you're also going to have a cup of Coke and things like this. When you make the bread priya gofen on wine, people don't know this, it patters all the other mashkin in the suda. Even if you do not have bread at the suda, wine patters other drinks. You have a cup of wine. Then you have a cup of orange juice or any other drink, water, whatever it might be. You do not make a shakolmi abidvaro on the other beverage. You are yotzi with the bracha of the wine. Okay? Says the Rama, a few of bracha rishona, not only by bracha achrona, but also by bracha rishona. That's how we pass from lach lamaisa. Once again, according to Rav Yashav, this would not be true by grape juice. According to Shlomo Zalman, Rav Achronim, this would apply by grape juice. The question is, how much do you have to drink of the wine in order to patter other beverages? By bread, we only have to have a kazayis of bread in order to patter other foods at the suda. How much of the wine do you have to drink in order to be patter the other beverages? So over here in Bir Halacha, Din Rasa Yayin Poter, Kol Minei Mashkin, number one, he says, Lefi Zeh Shota Kaveh, coffee. You do not need to make a bracha. Back in the day, they used to drink a cup of coffee, they put a sugar cube in their mouth, and they would drink the cup of coffee through the sugar cube, not putting the sugar in. That's how they would drink it. Says over here, it's going to pop through also the sugar cube that you're going to put in your mouth, also because that's part of the drinking of the cup of coffee. But how much do you have to drink? How much do you have to drink? So there's three days over here. If you skip about eight lines down, it says, only if you have a mamash like kavias of wine. You sit down with a bottle of wine with a couple of friends and you're going to drink a bunch of glasses. That's kavias of wine. Only in such a case you would be motzi other beverages. You also have this. You can have one cup of wine amongst, that's not considered kavias of wine. Just one cup or two cups is not going to be good enough. Okay? So your perm suda, your kaviyah suda, that's where Chai Odom would say, yes. But outside of that, you just have a cup of wine, that's not considered kviyas. That's the sheet of the Chai Odom. V'hine, two lines down. Even though the Mishnah Berurah writes that we do not paskin like that sheet of Dimitri Shahar B'Achronim Cholkin Malzeh, because many Achronim disagree with the Chayodim and Sarin Dafiu below Kevalishos Yayin, Gankin Manali Torshar Mashkin, that they hold even if you don't have a Kvias, you are still gonna potter Shar Mashkin, Kishonim Lefana B'Shaz Bracha, when the other beverages are on the table when you make the Bracha on the Berkas Yayin. Or you have specific Kavani, you know you're gonna bring these beverages, it's gonna pot. Mikol Mako. Second sheet is, you have to have at least a melo lugmav, one cheekful of wine in order to patter the shar maskin shu. Shir chashav demiatva daite, because at least that's a shir chashav that you have some of yishav das from drink. Five lines down brings on the last sheet of ihine. Medivrei aderech hachayim, I believe it's the Magen Avram also, she'etaki dvarim mishnah berurah, mukhach daito desrile da'afilu bete'imas kolshu min hayayin sagi. Even if you just a kolshu, even if you just drank the smallest amount, you're still going to be yotzi v'tor al yedei zeh sharam ashkin. Okay? And therefore we have 3 days. Do you need mamash kvias of wine? Is enough moli lugbav? Or even a kolshu is going to pater shar mashkin. Okay, halacha lemaisa. How do we paskin? We already told you the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah paskins over here, and that's how we go halacha lemaisa according to Ashkenazim. That you need a moli lugmav. If you have a moli lugmav of wine, then it's going to pater shar mashkin. Therefore, for those of you who had the schus to visit Morina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsel's house anytime Lel Shabbos morning Kiddush, this comes very lemaisa. There's a minhag in Rav Nevinsel's house, Reboad Shlita. He always makes the bracha after the Kiddush and after Rav Nevinsel makes a motzi. Okay, everyone else just has mizonos. He goes ahead and makes a bracha on a bar of chocolate. Why does he do that? What is he making a bracha on a bar of chocolate out loud and pathers you? Because at Rav Nevinsel's house, after the person makes Kiddush, they pass around little bits of wine to everyone. A very little bit of wine. Okay, everyone drinks then from Coastal Bracha, but it's not moli lugmav. You don't get a moli lugmav enough. And therefore, if you want to drink now a cup of water, a cup of Coke, in the Sudan, in the rest of the Kiddush, you're not in a suffix bracha, because according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's true you need a moli lugmav, but according to the Derech Chaim Magen Avram, you have in a kolshu, you already pathed the Shar Mashkin. And therefore, to make a shahakal now of Shar Mashkin is sort of a suffix bracha over here. Therefore, Rav Nevinsel gives out a piece of chocolate to Reboaz. Every time he'll make a bracha sha'akal out loud in order to pather everyone in their drinks in order to get out of the suffolk. That's why they do it at Rav Nevinsel's house shlita, and that's what they do based on what we just learned over here. Rav Avadia goes like the Derech HaChaim for Sardim. Rav Avadia goes like the Derech HaChaim Lemaisa. He says, Kol shu, yoyotze, shar beverages, you do not make a bracha Lemaisa. What we would do L'chora, L'choras is the Mishnah Berurah paskins Mali Lugmav over here. Because he paskins Mali Lugmav over here, L'chora, if you don't have anything else to make a bracha of Sha'akal on, L'chora Ashkenazim would go ahead and make a bracha, even though it's somewhat of a suffix bracha, since that's the way the Mishnah Berurah goes ahead and paskins. The Aruch HaShulchan, okay, he has a bigger chiddush over here. In the end of Oz Gimel, he says, even though we generally paskin Mali Lugmav, but on Shabbos, Even just listening to Kiddush is going to be good enough. Even if you drink anything, just listening to Kiddush, all Pater Shar Mashkin, we push, do not paskin like this. Lamaisa, the Yalkut Yosef, Rivadia also do not paskin like this. For sure we do not paskin like this. If you didn't drink anything, if you didn't have any wine whatsoever, you didn't taste from the Kiddush, from the cup of Kiddush. And now you want to drink something, it's not an asud, it's not a mo, you didn't make a motzi. You just had Kiddush, and you had a couple of rugelach, and something like that, but you didn't drink the Kiddush, for sure then you have to go ahead and make a shahakal on your beverage. We do not go like this Aruch HaShulchan Halacha L'maisa. Okay? Let's just finish off over here with Sif Gimel. Im ein lo ala kos echad, if you only have one cup of wine, manicho, meaning you only have one cup of wine, did you have it during the Suda? Or should you wait for Birkas HaMazon in order to bench on a kos? Says, we're not talking about Shabbos over here, we didn't make Kiddush. That's a separate thing. During the week, you have one cup of wine, says the Mechaber, Manichu ad lachar amazon, umavarach alav, wait till after Birkas HaMazon, wait for Birkas HaMazon, and bench on the coast instead of drinking a coast of wine during the Suda. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down over here. See, Katan, hey, a little background information, this will end, is that we hold that in order to say Birkas HaMazon del Raisa, one has to be satiated, correct? You have to be in order to be go ahead and have benching daraisa. Says the Mordechai, part of svia is also that you're sovea from thirst. Also, if you're still thirsty, even though you're not hungry anymore, it's also not going to be benching daraisa. So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Miko Makum, three lines down in Sikon, hey, Miko Makum, Utsamei Lishtos, if he's thirsty and wants to drink, the Anglo Sharmashki, he doesn't have water, he doesn't have other things to quench his thirst, all he has is one cup of wine, Mutav Shiishta Kodem, Kedelitzat Kamadasa Mordechai, better to drink the cup of wine now before benching, in order that you're not going to be thirsty anymore, Shesover, Tikshiktoiv Lishtos, Enochai, Minatorla Barak Berkas Mazon, Ad Shiishta, that the benching on a coast is a beautiful thing. It's a mitzvah minum ufkar. It means you're benching a better benching. But it's still going to be del raisa benching, even if you don't bench on a coast. But if you don't, if you're still thirsty though, according to the Mordechai at least, and we're trying to be choshish for it, your benching's not going to be del raisa, so better to have your benching del raisa. Lukuli alma, not bench on a coast, than to go ahead and have your benching derabundant according to the Mordechai, and bench on the coast. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. If it's not for that, then for sure you should wait for to use the coast for Birkas HaMazon if you can. Ad kan for today.